Welcome to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio, your one stop for creative inspiration. We have a terrific hour of ideas and tips for you today, so let's get to it. Here's your host, Pat Sloan.
Hi, and welcome to this special editor's edition of the American Patchwork and Quilting Podcast, brought to you by Moda Fabrics. Now, Pat's taking the day off so that we can talk about some of the fun and exciting things that are happening over here at American Patchwork and Quilting. The first thing I want to bring you is the newest issue of Quilt Sampler magazine. Now, the Spring-Summer 2016 issue is out tomorrow, but we're going to give you a sneak preview of the shops that are in it and the projects that are included. Now, if you're not familiar with Quilt Sampler magazine, it's a magazine that we've been producing for more than 20 years, and it features typically either 10 or 11 sometimes quilt shops that are all across the country, and we go and take pictures there and show you the interior of the shop and then tell that shop owner's story. In addition, we've got a project in there from every shop, and I love to see the variety that we get in from those shop owners. It's really just as varied as their shops are. In the Spring-Summer 2016 issue, we've actually featured 11 shops, 10 shops that are brand new to our readers, and then one shop that's an encore shop, which is a shop that we've featured in the past and now are revisiting. It's so much fun to see how those shops change and evolve. I'm here with Lisa, who's the editor of Quilt Sampler magazine, and she handles all of the shop profiles. And Lisa, I just love how really you get to know those shops really well.
Yeah, it's really great to look into each shop and learn their story, learn their path, why they wanted to open a shop, and how they keep going and bring quilting to their communities.
I love that. So let's dive right into the issue. The first shop is
Quilted Works. It is in St. George, Utah, which is in the southwestern corner of Utah. It's owned by a mother-in-law and daughter-in-law team, Barb Johnson and Sharla Johnson. And actually, Sharla, the daughter-in-law, encouraged Barb to start quilting because she wanted a quilt for her wedding gift. So,
such a great story.
Yeah, she caught the bug and they decided to open a shop together. And they really focus on laser-cut applique kits featuring some of their in-house designs. So that's kind of their special feature of their shop.
I love that. It makes it so much easier to dive into a project.
Yep. Makes it really easy. So here you go. What's the project?
Well, and that's exactly what they are actually offering as their kit for their project, which is pre-cut pieces. Now, their quilt is called Bold Inspiration, and it's got a great fusible applique message. It says, be brave. And I just love the bright colors in this quilt and how really encouraging it is. It's almost like that artwork we see with words on it at home, but now we've got a quilt version of it. And it's designed by Sharla Johnson, the owner, and Mo Rubin. And it was machine quilted by Natalia Bonnier.
Let's go on to the next shop. It's called Knit 1, Quilt 2. It is in Barrington, Rhode Island. So we're moving over to the East Coast. Owned by Yvonne Weiss. And she is a former pediatrician. And then when she retired from being a doctor, she took some time off to plan the shop. And the opening of the shop, she wanted it to be perfect and really tell her story. So it's in a Cape Cod style building that has a lot of natural light and white background, so the fabrics really pop.
Well, and she's got a lot of fiber in that shop, too.
Yep. She grew up in Holland, and so she really focuses on quilting, knitting, crocheting, weaving, cross-stitching, and also basket weaving. So it's kind of like, we call it fiber fusion for the profile name because it's all good things, fiber and texture.
Well, what a great way to build a really creative community of customers.
Yeah.
So the quilt that they have in the issue is called Floral Foundation. It was designed by one of the employees, Kristen Miranda. And it's a beautiful, soft-colored quilt. It is actually paper-pieced, foundation-pieced blocks, which just gives it that exacting sewing. So it makes it easier to make those blocks just perfect. And I just love the soft colors. They've got some linen fabric in there and some florals. And it's just a really soft, wonderful, I want to curl up in that quilt.
Yeah, it's a really great quilt to have in a spring summer issue. It has a fresh look for it.
And that was machine quilted by Allison Wilbur.
Excellent. All right. Next up, we're going to Sandusky, Ohio to M&E Quilt Shop. And this is owned by Debbie Neal and Jackie Senish, who in the article and to each other, they reference each other as Mabel and Ethel, hence the name M&E Quilt Shop. They're two fun-loving women that have been friends for 30 years and took a quilting class together 14 years ago and really loved it and decided to open a shop. So they're in Sandusky, Ohio, and in a historic building that is more than 100 years old. And they really have a good time at their shop. They kind of have tag team comedy, play off each other back and forth. It's a really fun shop.
So it's a shop and a stand-up.
Yes, it is.
I love it. Well, in Sandusky, I was just there last summer at Cedar Point Amusement Park. So I have got to make sure next time we go that we stop at that shop because it just sounds like a fun place to be a destination.
Yep.
And their quilt is just as enthusiastic and bright as I think their personalities are. It's called Burst of Color, and it's a large quilt. It's actually a queen size or king size, depending on how much drop you want. And it's a very large star. So it's easy to make with triangle squares and uses some really unusual, those textured solids that give it some visual texture, but also some tactile texture, which is really interesting. And like I said, just using those triangle stars, getting this really bold look and then a very wide piano key border really sets that quilt off.
Yep.
Bright colors, a lot of fun.
It is a beautiful, bright quilt and great for a bed quilt to show that large kind of medallion style.
So it was designed by Joanne Hubbard, created by Jo Ellen Shattuck, and quilted by Lisa Guerrera.
Okay, let's move on to our next shop. It's Quilts and Quilts, the fabric shop in Branson, Missouri, which is another tourist destination. It was opened by Marlis Pellis, who is the mother of Cindy DeMeyer and grandmother to Lacey Colbert, who now run the shop together, the mother-daughter team. So it is in Branson, like I said, and in the Ozark Mountains. And years ago, their shop was destroyed by a tornado.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided to kind of come back and rebuild it bigger and better than ever. And now it is, the shop is almost 10,000 square feet. It's a large shop and with more than 15,000 bolts. And Lacey does some of her own designs, and they really have a great shop. They've been in business since 1983.
It is an amazing shop. I actually got to go on that photo shoot, and that shop, the structure is beautiful. The fabric is beautifully displayed. It's really a neat destination. And I'm telling you, it was busy. And we were there on a weekday. It was a really busy shop. And speaking of Lacey designing, she actually designed the quilt for the issue. So the issue quilt is Rose Trellis, and it's a really interesting quilt-as-you-go quilt. So you actually make those quilt-as-you-go blocks and then make some dimensional flowers to go on them. And I just love how wonderful that would look and how easy it would be to translate to any color scheme and any decor. And that quilt-as-you-go method really lets you quilt that quilt in small pieces. So if you really want to practice your quilting on your domestic machine, it's a great way to do it.
Yeah, it is a really nice quilt and something different for our magazine to have that texture dimension of the roses.
Of the roses. And that was quilted by Bonnie Hawkins.
So next we'll move out to the Pacific Northwest to Kirkland, Washington, which is a suburb of Seattle, and the shop there is called Circa 15 Fabric Studio. It's owned by Kristen Suzuki, and Kristen really created a great shop. It is really bright and airy, and her fiance, Xerxes, custom built all of the fixtures, so there's a lot of natural wood and kind of has an industrial feel, and that paired with the gallery style displays really gives it a fresh look. It's a great shop.
It really does. Now, Kristen has a great story of how she started in quilting.
Yep. Her she was trained as a pastry chef and wanted to have her mother make her an apron. And instead of her mother making the apron, she taught Kristen how to sew. And Kristen loved it and made her own apron. and kind of got hooked on quilting and decided to open a fabric store.
That's great. And Kristen did a wonderful design for us that's called Lightning Strike. And she and Sue Peterson created that quilt. And it was machine quilted by Teresa Silva of Quilting Is My Bliss. And it's just a bold quilt. I love it's an off-center. It's got some flying geese, this great band of really vivid color. And the quilting on this quilt, because there's so much open real estate to it, the quilting on this quilt is truly exquisite. Really tells an amazing story. I just love the bold. It's so different than some other quilts that we've had. And I love them all, but this one's really, really striking. And so I'm excited. I think a lot of people are really going to find this quilt to be like their favorite.
Yep. It's a great, fun quilt.
Well, that's great, Lisa. We've gotten through a lot of the shops, but there's still more to come. So we're going to take a little break and we'll be back with even more.
Great.
Boost your sewing skills from start to finish with daily tips from the editors of American Patchwork and Quilting. Visit tips.allpeoplequilt.com for inspiration.
Hi, I'm Linda Augsburg, Executive Editor of American Patchwork and Quilting, and I'd like to invite you to join me in making pillowcases and creating smiles. For people who love to sew or quilt, it's so easy to lift spirits and bring smiles to hospitalized kids, homeless families, and others in need. Simply join American Patchwork and Quilting Magazine's 1 Million Pillowcase Challenge. Make one, two, or many more pillowcases and donate them in your local community. You'll create just as many smiles. Join the movement today. Find complete details, download free patterns, and record your donations online at allpeoplequilt.com/million pillowcases. Quilt along with us in 2016. Join our third annual quilt along by making a quilt, a one-block pillow, or all four projects featuring plus-sign designs. Visit allpeoplequilt.com/quiltalong for a list of participating bloggers and designers, and to see photos of what staff members and other readers are sewing. Share your photos on social media using the hashtag APQQuiltalong to join the fun.
Follow American Patchwork and Quilting on Pinterest to find ideas for bags, baby projects, pillowcases, storage and organization, and more. Visit Pinterest.com/APQ magazine to join the fun.
Welcome back. So the next shop we're going to talk about in the from the Quilt Sampler 2016 issue of Spring Summer is Village Stitchery.
So yeah, the Village Stitchery Quilt Shop and Retreat Center is in Oblong, Illinois, owned by Lisa Pinkston, and she's a lifelong resident of the town there. And Oblong is about 100 miles south of Champaign, and it's a smaller area, about 1,500 people. And she really kind of supports the local community and does what she can for the local community. So she created a retreat center. So people could come and, you know, really dive into sewing. And the retreat center has a 4-bedroom, 12-bed setups with design walls, cutting areas, and sewing tables. And then also to kind of help fulfill the needs in her community, she rents out some tuxedos for local residents. So she really tries to make the best for her community.
She really does. And I was lucky enough to go to that shop as well. They've got great, they've even got a great gift section as well that they incorporate into the shop. So people who need that last minute home decor or gift project or, like you said, renting tuxedos, that kind of thing, they're there for their community and they're able to fill that niche, which is really nice. Their quilt is called Timeless Appeal, and Lisa designed it, and it was machine quilted by Barbara Harrington. It's a colorful Ohio star made so much easier by using a Mary Koval pre-printed postage stamp fabric. So those pieced centers in the stars are actually one large block that features this pre-printed fabric. Some people used to call it cheater cloth, But it really makes this quilt go together much quicker than you would expect. So I love that it's a faster version, but it really has that antique look to it.
Yeah, it's a great illusion and really makes it look easier to do, or it's easier to do than it might appear.
Yes.
Okay, so now we'll move on to Chattanooga, Tennessee, and the shop that we're featuring there is called Spool. It's owned by Maddie and Les Curte and also Flawn Klein. And the whole motto of Spool is inclusion, and they really want to include all types of quilters and carry all kinds of fabrics, maybe some fabrics that you might not see in your other local quilt shops, but they really want to include everyone and not necessarily have to play by the, you know, rules of quilting. So their shop has a modern and kind of updated look in a brick building in Chattanooga. So mm-hmm. it really has a great appeal to quilters that have all types of tastes.
Well, and they've got some funky, I love that they have some, you know, some skull fabrics, some things that maybe are a little edgier.
Yeah, definitely.
Something different for a quilt shop. So I love seeing that. And I loved that their quilt design, called Just an Illusion, used hand-dyed cherry wood fabrics and really just five colors of fabrics and really created this beautiful key shape design with some exquisite quilting on it as well.
Yeah, it's a beautiful quilt. Great little wall hanging.
Yes. And it's 40 and a half inches square. Now, that was designed by Flawn and machine quilted by Maddie.
Great. Good teamwork.
Yep.
Okay. Now we'll move on to Yoder Department Store. And that is in Shipshawana, Indiana. And if you're familiar with that area, you'll know it's right in the heart of Amish country. And it's a small community with only 670 residents, but in the summer seasons and tourist season, a lot of people come to visit the area.
They sure do.
So this shop was established in 1945, and it's a three-generation shop. And right now, Andre Yoder, who is the grandson of the founder, manages and owns the shop, and he's joined by Janet and Marion Yoder. So the business has been, or the shop has been in business for a long time. It's a huge shop, 12,000 square feet of quilt shop within a 26,000 square foot department store. So there are lots of options for any tastes.
So since they're in an Amish area, one of the things they really specialize in is solid fabrics. And their quilt, Stars and Shadows, features several shades of gray, black, white, and red to really create this wonderful star with a kind of pinwheel in the center and a chain similar to an Irish chain. We just loved the various things that went on in that quilt. And again, the quilting shows off so beautifully. They've did a big wreath in the open areas that really, really showcases itself, especially on those solids. So again, the quilt that's on the cover is red, gray, black, and white.
Yep, it's a beautiful quilt, really graphic stuff.
Yes, and designer of that is Candace Parker. Quilt maker was Meredith Yoder, and the machine quilter was Colleen Gall of the Cotton Corner.
All right, next up is Pinewood Cottage Quilt and Gift Shop, and that is in Story, Wyoming. And the shop is owned by Janet Ludwig, and she's been in the quilting industry a long time. She has her own design company called Chickadee Charms, and she started out designing quilts and making kits and packing fabrics for her own quilt design, and it kind of blossomed from there. She really decided that she needed her own space and open up a quilt shop. So the shop really has a warm Western appeal and greets customers with that. And they have a large selection of wildlife and cowboy themed prints that really appeal to quilters in the area and those visiting on vacations too.
Absolutely. And her quilt was inspired by the Native American influence in the area as well. Now, we called it Pop Art Posies, It has flying geese, and it's really quite brightly colored in shades of fuchsia and magenta and turquoise and green and yellow. But this wonderfully graphic quilt, easier to make than you'd think. It uses some flying geese and some flip and sew corners, that kind of thing, to really make that intricate block easier. Now, that was designed by Janet, of course, and machine quilted by Virginia Orr of Virginia's Finish line.
All right. And now we'll go back to the Midwest, Calico Hutch Quilt Shop, owned by Carolyn and Greg Mattson. And the shop opened in 1982. It's located in Hayward, Minnesota. And Carolyn and Greg bought the shop from the previous owner in 2002. And I don't know if you've heard of Hayward, but it's a smaller community.
It is.
And they have a lot of samples in their shop. And we kind of pitched it in their profile story that there are more samples in the shop than residents in that community, which is kind of amazing. So the shop is divided up into many rooms, and they have a wool room, a room that focuses on their machines and embroidery section, and it really does have a lot of samples. And one great thing about this shop is they carry a lot of patterns from local and regional designers. So they're really supporting their local community and designers, too.
And they also do a lot of retreats, don't they?
Oh, yeah. They sure do. So they have at least three-day themed retreats that have become so big that they hold them in a local hotel. And for each retreat, they have 120 quilters come, and I know there are people on the waiting list and people are wondering how they can get in, but they really have a lot of fun at the themed retreats, and people come from surrounding states. They just love it so much.
It sounds like it. And their quilt is called Tide Pools, and it was designed by Jessica Steinbach. And it is actually pieced wedges. It combines beautiful batiks with some striped fabric. And it just really is a soft and beautiful, watery feel, and which is really interesting because it's Minnesota, so
yeah.
It's, you know, the land of a thousand lakes. So the idea that it's got this kind of ripply feel, again, perfect for a spring-summer issue and really almost spa-like. I just love it.
Yeah, it does kind of have a zen, calming feel. It's a great quilt.
Yes.
All right, and then we wrap up the issue with the quilt patch, which is the Encore shop, as Linda mentioned. And this shop was originally featured in Quilt Sampler, the 1996 issue. So the shop was opened in 1989, and Leslie Pfeiffer is the owner. And it's located in kind of a historic area in
Fairfax, Virginia.
Fairfax, Virginia, which is great. They kind of focus on history, and Leslie is a former teacher, so she really believes that education is important. And in their three classrooms in their shop, they offer 75 to 100 learning opportunities throughout the year, which is a lot.
That is a lot.
So, and Leslie and her staff, they really like batiks and encourage customers to mix batiks with wovens and other quilting cottons and really kind of mix textures to make wonderful quilts.
And that's exactly what she did in the table runner that we featured from Leslie. She designed a table runner using Japanese topes, and that's a type of fabric, not so much the color. And also doubles up with some batiks and that kind of thing to make this wonderful table runner with curved piecing in it. And Leslie has, you know, we really talked about some of the ways to make curved piecing easier. So I just love that she's always, like you said, always educating, always helping her customers do something a little bit better. And that runner was quilted by Catherine Gray. So that takes you through the issue of Quilt Sampler. Again, that's the spring-summer 2016 issue of Quilt Sampler, which is out tomorrow. And we know you're going to want to pick it up on the newsstands. Of course, it's available at your local quilt shops, on newsstands, and at other places that you find our magazines. So pick that up. And in the next segment, we'll talk with Jody Sanders about Quilt Market, which is where we're heading soon. Thanks so much for spending time with me today, Lisa.
Yep. Thank you, Linda.
Choose from more than 100 of your favorite patterns from American Patchwork and Quilting, Quilts and More, and Quilt Sampler, all available online. Buy downloadable patterns today at apqshop.com.
Hi, I'm Linda Augsburg. Join me for a fun video series called Show Me How, brought to you by Baby Luck. Each month, I'll show you how to complete a simple project from start to finish. Learn new techniques, see tips, and sew a great project with me. Visit allpeoplequilt.com/videos to watch.
Get 2 full years of American Patchwork and Quilting delivered right to your door for the price of one. That's a full year free. Every issue is packed with never-before-seen projects from top designers, detailed photography, complete materials lists, and easy-to-use pull-out patterns and quilting diagrams. Subscribe today at allpeoplequilt.com.
See what other quilters are up to on the American Patchwork and Quilting page on Facebook. Simply go to facebook.com and search for APQ Magazine.
Welcome back. Now I'm here with Jody Sanders, who's the editor of Quilts and More, and she and I are going to talk a little about the fun thing we're heading to this week, which is Quilt Market.
We're going to be heading out to Salt Lake City, which is where the Spring Quilt Market is this year. The Spring Market always kind of rotates through a series of cities. They try and have it in sometimes the central part of the United States, sometimes the West Coast. Portland's been a popular destination. I know on the East Coast we've been to Pittsburgh before. In the central part of the country we've been to Minneapolis and St. Louis and Kansas City. So the Spring Market is one that always rotates through different cities. And that's a trade only. So in other words, it's just for people that are in the business, primarily for quilt shops. That's kind of how it all started, was a place for quilt shop owners to go and kind of one-stop shopping. They could talk to fabric reps. They could talk to tool gadget manufacturers. They could talk to sewing machine companies, thread companies. Just an opportunity for them to see all of those products in one place and do a lot of shopping for their stores. So the Spring Market is for what we call trade only, and the Fall Market is always held in Houston, and it's a beautiful convention center down there. They've been doing it for, I think, 40 years now, so they've kind of got it down pat. And after the Fall Market, they always have what's called Festival, and that's actually for the consumer.
Right.
So it's fun because some of those vendors stay for Festival that have been there for Market, and they also get to sell some of their goods to the consumers. And goodness, I think there's over 50,000 people that attend Festival, and so it's a huge consumer quilt show slash buying trip, shopping trip.
Yes, it's always a lot of fun. Well, and this same company also does a quilt festival in various towns throughout the other months, I should say. There's usually a spring festival in Chicago or somewhere else, and some other festivals.
Long
through the
Beach,
year. So you may
I
have
think
gone
they've
to,
had one there.
Yeah, you may have gone to a quilt festival in the past, run by the same company, Quilts Inc., that runs the market or the trade portion.
Right. And again, those are consumer shows. And what Linda and I are going to talk with you a little bit for a few minutes is about actually market and what we do and why we go and why we feel like it's important for us to be there. And one of the things that they have at market on one of the first days is called Schoolhouse. And that's a opportunity, again, for shop owners to see lots of different designers and hear about different products. They're usually 15, 20-minute sessions. Sometimes they're half-hour sessions. So they're fairly short. So it's a very busy time because you're going from room to room to room. They have several convention rooms in the convention center that they have reserved for particularly just Schoolhouse. And again, Schoolhouse got the name. It's about learning. It's about finding out more information. So that's kind of what it's the Schoolhouse series, and everybody just kind of calls it Schoolhouse for short. Marty Michelle's been doing that for many, many years, and so they have that down pat as well. They know exactly how that should run, and they take lots of different people and lots of different ideas and products and things that people want to talk about and have it in a very organized session for people to sign up and go to those different meetings. And actually, we're, instead of just attending Schoolhouse this year, we're going to be presenting. And Linda, why don't you tell them about the presentations that we're going to have at Schoolhouse this year?
We are. So we are actually doing two presentations at Schoolhouse this year. We picked 15-minute slots where we wanted to talk to shop owners about nominating their shop for Quilt Sampler magazine. And we talked about Quilt Sampler earlier in the show, but one of the ways that Quilt Sampler, you know, finds out about great shops is for shops to nominate themselves. So there's always questions that we get when we're in the booth about, hey, how do I get in Quilt Sampler? So we thought it'd be really great to just be able to address those questions and give people a brief overview of how to submit to be included in Quilt Sampler magazine, how to nominate your shop, basically, and then walk them a little bit through the process of us, you know, narrowing down those focus to those 10 shops for each issue. So we're really excited to be able to meet with all those shops. And it's so amazing, the Schoolhouse situation, because there might be 20 different presentations going on in different rooms at one time. And then there's this little brief passing period. So our presentations on that day start, there's a 1:55 to 2:10 presentation and then a 2:15 to 2:30. And those are just, like I said, those two times that we get to see and meet with some folks who might be interested in learning more about Quilt Sampler magazine. The other thing we'll be doing at Quilt at the Quilt Market is that we'll be, of course, we have a booth. So we have quilts on display in our booth. And then we also have times that we actually visit with, we make sure all of our editors are in the booth so we can visit with anybody who wants to talk to us. So quilt designers, somebody who's maybe a new quilt designer or has a new fabric line out and wants to talk about it. Shop owners who have questions about Quilt Sampler. Really, it's a great time. We're in our booth from 3 to 4. The first and second day of the show, just to make sure that people know that that time slot will be there. So if you want to meet with us about something, that's a great time to catch us.
And we'll be in the American Patchwork and Quilting booth, which is booth number 1109 at the Convention Center in Salt Lake City. And during that time when we're not in the booth, there are people there. So if you aren't able to be there from 3 to 4, but you still have a question or something, feel free to leave those with our colleagues that are working in the booth. They're telling people about magazines and the calendar and Quilt Lovers Favorites and our bookazine and other products that we have that the quilt shops are going to be interested in. So we've always got somebody in our booth. We'll be featuring the Quilt Sampler shop quilts that are in the current issue.
The one that'll be out tomorrow. And then we'll also have in the booth the quilts, and we'll announce at a special presentation on Friday morning, we'll announce the shops that are going to be included in the fall-winter 2016 issue. So that's their first, you know, we make them keep it secret for a really long time. So that's their first time that they can actually say, we're going to be in Quilt Sampler magazine. So it's really exciting, that presentation that we do. And we do it the first day so that they can, you know, make sure they can tell people after that why they're so excited, especially at this show.
And if you are at the show, I think we're on the end. I mean, on an edge side or no?
We're maybe on not an aisle.
An aisle. What I'm trying to say, right?
Yeah,
right.
We're actually on, I think there's aisle on all three sides of us. We're a little, if you've ever heard of an island-shaped booth, we're a little island-shaped booth. So
we'd love it if you'd stop by and say hello or say you're listening to the podcast. We always like to know what people are excited about and want to hear more about, so be sure and stop by and say hi if you can, or let us know what you're listening or what you're loving in the magazines. What you may be wondering, if the editors are only in the booth from 3 to 4, well, then what are you doing that other time?
That's what my mother always asks.
You know, are you in the food court? Are you in the press room? You know, what are you doing at festival or in the market? So I guess what we'd like to do is maybe just share with you some of the things that we do while we're at market and why we go and why we feel like it's important for us to be there. One of the things that the editors do is that we meet with fabric companies, and we know there's lots of great fabrics out there right now, more and more all the time. You know, every time we go, we just think, oh, gosh, it can't get better, and every year it does. There's a great fabric designers out there, lots and lots of graphic designers that have gotten into designing fabrics for quilts. Anyway, we meet with fabric companies, and we sit down, and they show us the great things that they have coming up, things when they're going to be available for consumers, fabrics that are available for us for making color options. And so it's just a really great opportunity for us to see kind of ahead of time, you know how long it takes to make a quilt. Well, we need to be able to show you things in the magazine that, you know, you can go out and buy the fabric for. So we do need a really big lead time oftentimes. And so this is a great thing that the companies do for us, is to show us those fabrics kind of before they're actually even out there, so that we can do some planning for some of the projects that we have in our magazines.
Right. Sometimes we're even seeing fabric that doesn't actually exist yet. It's printed on paper, or it's the idea of the fabric line. And so in order for everything to time perfectly so that it's in the shop at the same time that the magazine hits your, you know, mailbox, or you see it on the newsstand, that lead time is really important. So I think a lot of people think of it as just a place where I can go and buy a bolt of fabric, but it's not at all that kind of a setup. The other thing that's really interesting for me is to see those designers that actually create the fabric and get to talk to them. Now, Jody, I know you've got a little more on that.
Well, the designers love to come and meet the fabric companies, the shop owners, the editors, and so we do get a wonderful opportunity to meet in person with a lot of people that maybe we've just admired from their Instagram posts or from Facebook or from a book that they've had out. And so we actually get to talk to people in person, and we love that one-on-one connection with people. There's lots of networking that goes on. There's lots of seeing people in the aisle and saying, hey, how are you? I haven't seen you in a while. You want to meet up for coffee later? So a lot of networking that goes on that I think is really important and helps build those relationships that we have. And so when a designer has a new project or a new idea that they want to get published, they think, hey, yeah, I saw Linda or I saw Jody at Market. I'm going to send them something. I'm going to send them a submission and see if they might be interested in publishing it. Right. So it's a really great opportunity for us to meet with people one-on-one, have lunch with people, have dinner with people. It's just, again, from that 3 to 4 time period that when we're in the booth, we don't get enough time to always see everybody and talk to everybody that we want to. So being able to do that on the show floor or making those appointments is really important to us.
Yep. Well, and it's just really a great way to, a lot of times, you know, we maybe get a design in from a designer whose name we know, but maybe we've never met them face to face. And, you know, this might be the first time you've been exchanging emails with somebody for months, and now, oh my gosh, that's who you are. You know, video and the internet have made that much better, but it's not always, you don't always get to know somebody face to face until Market.
And I think I think there's two more things that I think are really important for us. And that's, number one, is getting to see new products and test out new products, try machines, try different gadgets. They're all there on the show floor, so you get an opportunity to try some things. Sometimes there's a little sample for you to take home of a particular product. So it's really important for us to get out there and see the new and latest and greatest so that we can feature those in Favorite Finds and APQ or Stuff We Love in Quilts and More and Wish List and Make It Yourself. So, yep. And I think the other thing is we're always looking to spot trends.
Yep.
What's new? What's coming? What are the colors? What are the motifs? What are the, you know, just different styles that people are working in? And I think, you know, we always do a wrap-up at the end of Market and talk about the trends and things that we've seen. And so I think that that's the best place for us to get an overall view of what's going on, to then be able to share with our readers.
Yep. And you get those color trends and those motif trends and that kind of thing. Anything else quick, Jody?
The only other thing I say is that, at least for me, and I think it's true with the other editors, is that we get so excited when we're there, and we want to go home, and we want to sew, and we just want to work on it right now, and whatever that new thing is, we want to try it out. And so a few years ago, I started packing my English paper piecing with me so that I always had something when I went back to the motel room at night, that I had something that I could be doing and making and sewing, because I always was so inspired and so excited by everything that I couldn't wait to get home and do some sewing. So I brought it with me on the road so that I can at least get a little bit of fix while I'm still there.
Yeah, it's that creative energy. You want to capture it while you're there, because it really, you leave the show floor energized with all the great new things. Well, we're going to take a little break. Jody and I will be back in a few minutes and we'll talk about some reader stories. So stay tuned.
Looking for fresh, simple, and fun projects and ideas? Check out the current issue of Quilts & More magazine at your local quilt shop or on newsstands.
Join American Patchwork and Quilting on Facebook for daily quilting inspiration, tips, giveaways, and more. Find us at facebook.com/APQ magazine.
Take the ultimate shop hop tour of 10 top quilt shops. You'll find them all in the current issue of Quilt Sampler magazine, available now at your local quilt shop or on newsstands.
See our editors share their tips, ideas, and techniques by visiting allpeoplequilt.com and clicking on videos.
Take an ultimate shop hop tour of 11 top quilt shops. You'll find them all in the current issue of Quilt Sampler, available now at your local quilt shop or on newsstands.
And we're back. We're so excited, Jody, to have some great stories from our Facebook pages and our Facebook visitors about the quilt shops that have really changed their quilting lives. So I'm going to start with Chrissy. She said, "Mama's Log House has changed the way I quilt. The different instructors have taught me so many techniques that I am able to use all the time, from paper piecing to needle turn to English paper piecing and different quilt designs. It's always a blast. The quilt shop has tons of patterns and fabric, too. I love Mama's. It has changed my quilting from a mere beginner to quality quilting." Now, that says a lot about a shop when they can really help somebody grow from that absolute beginner to really feeling confident in their work.
And I think it also highlights the diversity of so many shops mm-hmm. and that they can offer so many different things to their consumers. And so I think that that's wonderful. I want to share something that Travis said, and that was, "After I completed my first quilt top, I was searching for someone to quilt it for me. Since I was new to quilting and sewing in general, I had no clue what a long arm was or where to find a local quilt shop. After I searched on the internet, I found Aunt Nell's Quilt Shop. I gave the owner a call, and she was more than happy to finish the quilt for me. On the Saturday that I brought it in was one of the best experiences of my life. I met a wonderful artist and shop owner, Allison Elliott Ferrier. She showed me around her shop, she introduced me to her long arm, and we discussed pattern, batting, and all the other things that I needed to know to get my top quilted. She was patient, and she was so welcoming. As I looked around and I saw all the fabrics, notions, books, and kits, I knew that I was hooked on this craft. Not only did I get my first quilt done, I also met one of my best friends that I've ever had."
That's really amazing. It's so surprising to me how much really that first quilt shop experience can make a difference for somebody.
Well, and I guess I'm making an assumption here, but I'm assuming that Travis is a guy. And I think that that makes it even harder sometimes. You know, you're sure. going to some place where you're not really sure if you're going to be welcomed or not. And for him to be so welcomed at Aunt Nell's Quilt Shop by Allison and just totally sucked into the whole thing once he got to see it all, I think that that's just a great testament to her and to her shop.
Yep. Janice had a similar experience in 2004. She said, "My friend took me to my first quilt shop in Cambria, California. I had no idea there was such a place. And after 10 minutes in there, I had a serious case of quilt pox. Bought my first fat quarter bundle. Changed my life."
Yeah, and think how many fat quarter bundles we've purchased over the years in quilt shops. I mean, that was a great marketing thing. You know, whoever, yeah. I guess I don't know off the top of my head who, you know, that fat quarter bundle and how those have been so artistically put together and curated for the consumers. But I think how many of those fat quarter bundles have been purchased and brought home over the years. And, you know, I know that there's some people who sometimes with those pre-cuts, they'll buy two because yeah. it's so pretty put together. They yeah. don't want to break it apart. And so they buy one to have. And then yeah. one to actually break apart and use. So that was a great marketing idea for whoever and that initially
was,
did
yep,
that.
That was one of my favorite parts when I ran a shop in Florida, that just picking those bundles and putting them together. And customers really appreciated it because it was something that helped them to know you know, what did somebody else think went together? It gave them a good starting point. Even if they were going to expand upon it, it gave them a good starting point.
And I think it's different for different people. Some people struggle with color. Some people struggle with what kind of prints do I put together? Yep. Do I have to include a stripe or a floral? And so I think having those curated bundles is genius when quilt shops do that.
Yeah.
Patricia shared with us, I was teaching myself to quilt, and I had no idea that there was such a thing as a quilt shop. What possessed me to look in the Yellow Pages, I'll never know. But I drove many miles around the Baltimore Beltway looking for my first quilt shop. Overwhelmed by it all, I picked up a fat quarter here and there, mostly reds, greens, and beiges. I wandered through that store for many minutes, finally looking away from fabrics long enough to see a familiar face at the cutting table. I recognized her from a book that I owned. I couldn't help myself as I edged closer. She said that I had some really beautiful fabrics in my hand. It was Mimi Dietrich. I am proud to say that after many classes and many years, she is my friend. And I think that that's just so neat because, you know, even when we go to market into different quilt shops and meet different people, you know, we have that fangirl moment, too, where we see people that we're so admiring of and we just love their work. But you know what? Every single person that I've met, no matter who it was, they're just down to earth. They love fabric just like we do. And so I think that that's just a really neat story that Patricia told us.
Yep, I can still remember having one of those fangirl moments in an elevator at Quilt Market and almost being embarrassed by it and just thinking, for heaven's sakes, she's just another person.
Right.
But I thought, you know, there she was. I'd read her books. I'd made her projects. She was the expert. And there I was.
And tripping
over
your tongue.
Oh,
yeah,
gosh,
you just can't quite get the words out.
Nope. We heard from Karen who said, it was the Churn Dash in Owego, New York. They had a block of the month, and Laura Cox would demo how to do the block. I learned so many techniques and shortcuts from her. I think this went on for 3 to 4 years. That's what really got me into quilting. And again, while that's one of the things we always try and do in the pages of the magazine, sometimes seeing something in action in a shop and be able to ask those questions really makes a difference to those shortcuts and those techniques and those little tips to make your quilting better or easier.
Sharon shares a story with us, and she says, the quilt shop that really changed my life and gave me back my love of quilting was Patches in St. Charles, Missouri. My first time walking in the door was about 25 years ago. I went into the small shop, and I felt like I had walked into my grandmother's home. It gave me such a warm feeling. The ladies working there were so friendly and helpful. I live in Illinois, and it's a 4.5-hour drive. My husband would take me at least 3 times a year. We would spend 2 to 3 days walking the town and visiting Patches. My heart was broken when Ann Heasel would close the shop. She has written a series of novels centered around her lovely historic town. Each book had a wonderful quilt story woven in. We still go to this historic town several times a year, and now I go to the Quilted Cottage. But I still miss Patches.
And again, that's one of those stories, you know, you know that people do have attachments to the shops that they learned at. And it's just such a great, I've seen Anne's books and I've actually got one sitting there waiting to be read. So sometime when I have time to actually read a book, which I'm looking forward to this summer, I'll have to check those out.
Yeah, it's kind of like that first boyfriend or first girlfriend. You always remember them most of the time fondly. And so that first quilt shop, most of us remember where we bought that first pattern or took that first class or just had that first great experience. So,
Heather shared with us that it was St. Croix Valley Dry Goods in Hudson, Wisconsin. It was a lovely fabric, great staff, and friends who I have now had for most of my life. I walked in at 16, knowing how to sew clothing, and learned so much. The store has since closed, but I still talk to the staff who have become my friends over the years.
Pat shares with us, when the U.S. Army moved us to California, we lived in a small civilian town, and I was lost. There were no built-in Army wife connections, no experience in town. I didn't have any experience in small-town culture. I saw a sign in a store that said quilting classes. I signed up and had a place to go. I had an exciting activity, and I had people to talk to once a week. I became a dedicated quilter. I used my Army Wife organizational skills to start a local guild, and I understand that it's still active. A shout out to the Almond Country Quilters. Nearly 30 years and several moves later, I am still quilting and I still enjoy it. The store was called Sewing Stuff and it was in Paso Robles, California.
And finally, Anita sent us this wonderful note about Deb's Cats and Quilts in Franklin, North Carolina, which is her favorite shop and it's owned and operated by Deb Thompson Heatherly. She says, I began taking some classes there in 2006, even though I had quilted and made clothes for many, many years. I was not used to using all the things that you use today for quilting, so it was a great learning curve. Deb taught a quilt club from Lynette Jensen called Vintage Stitches. It was my very first bed-size quilt, and it's now a three-quarter finished UFO. We all have those stories, too. I met a lot of talented ladies who soon became such great friends, and when my husband passed away in 2014, I knew I was going to miss them all terribly. I still shop there, even though I now live in South Dakota. All I need to do is call, and within a few days, I have what I need in my hands. Such a homey, beautiful shop. Deb is very talented and designs and writes her own patterns and has designed new rulers for creative grids. She is such a loving and caring friend who always makes me feel special, and I miss her so very much.
I think the neat thing about that story also is that she talks about the shop owner and how the shop owner has also, it sounds to me like, developed more of her skills as well. So in addition to having a shop, she's also designing patterns and she's designing rulers for a company. And so I think for some of the shop owners as well, it gives them an opportunity to stretch and grow and try some things or have some different things published that they had never planned when they just opened this shop with some bolts of fabric and thought they were going to be selling maybe a few quilt patterns.
Yep. It's such a great experience, really, the management and running of a shop. There's so much to learn, and I think it's always fun for us in the pages of Quilt Sampler and, you know, as we go around at market and talk to shop owners and all of that to see kind of where everybody's path takes them from beginning to middle, which I think Almost everybody's in middle.
And I think that just going back to the story that I just told you right before this one, too, from Pat, and who was the U.S. Army wife, I think, you know, in situations like that, it gave her kind of a home away from home, mm-hmm. you know, and we know
community.
That military families are moving a lot, and on bases and on at forts, they often have that built-in community. But when you live in a civilian town, you don't necessarily have that. And when you are moving a lot, sometimes it's hard to build those friendships. So for that quilt shop to have that community that she could go to and feel comfortable with and learn something new. I just, that was just a wonderful story, I thought.
Yeah. I think community is really what comes down to for a lot of people, that having that group of people. So we've read a lot about shops. If you have a great shop that you know of, encourage the owners to apply, or if you're a quilt shop owner and want to apply to be in Quilt Sampler Magazine, go to allpeoplequilt.com/nominations. Again, that's allpeoplequilt.com/nominations and nominate your store. Now, those nominations for this year are due by June 15th, so get them in now and you'll be in consideration for the 2017 issues. Now I want to thank everyone for joining us for this special editor's edition of the American Patchwork and Quilting Podcast brought to you by Moda Fabric. Pat will be back next week, and if you're at Quilt Market, be sure to stop by our booth and say hi during that editor's hour from 3 to 4 on Friday and Saturday. And if you're not going to be at Quilt Market, check it out on Facebook. Stop by our Instagram. You'll see some photos, some new stuff, and it's always exciting. Thanks so much for joining us.
Remember to visit allpeoplequilt.com for more information on topics from today's show, as well as how-to videos, free printable patterns, and additional tips and techniques. Thanks for listening to American Patchwork and Quilting Radio.